Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Because your reaction to a man or woman of God will determine God's reaction to you. This is so important. When a man or woman of God gives you an instruction, no matter how weird it sounds, sometimes it's just drinking some water with my husband and I. The Lord led us, he started with me. He said, tell them to drink some water. And he showed me that when they drink the water, it's not just going down their esophagus into their stomach. He said that when it goes and touches their throat, I'm allowing it to go immediately to the place of pain, the place of where they're having some type of illness or attack in their body. You'll feel it like it's going through your veins immediately. And I remember this was years ago when he started telling me to start telling people to drink water for a sign and a miracle and a healing. And so I did it my third time. And the lady started screaming. I said, woman, why are you screaming? She said, as soon as I drank the water, it's like it didn't even touch my stomach. It's like it went straight through my arms, down to my fingers, straight through my feet. It was a cooling sensation. I said, God, you're awesome. It doesn't matter how weird and unpractical you may think it sounds, because you're not the one that has the power to break forth your healing. So when you're before a man and woman of God, if they tell you to drink a water, if they tell you to touch your toes after you just confess that you can't even bend down, then you do it, because you just never know how their obedience and your reaction to a man and woman of God will bring forth your breakthrough.
Some people get it. Some people don't.
Oh, some people get it, but yet some people don't. See, he is not giving you an instruction. A man and woman of God aren't just giving you an instruction to demonstrate his own authority. But understand that his or her instruction is to exit from your present crisis and into you, into your miracle harvest. Woo! The golden key to success. It's always obedience to an instruction from God. So when God wants to bless you, he will talk to a man or woman of God about your life. Matter of fact, it happens all the time. Men and women of God that are under our covering, they'll be praying to God. God, you see, my back is against the wall. I need at least a few dollars to get me through the week. My children don't have any food. Immediately, when that prayer goes up, God says, who can I trust to carry out my assignment? He begins to touch my heart and my husband's heart. Out of the blue, we're doing something else. And all of a sudden, General Andrew, he said, the Lord just told us, let's bless Sister Rayford. Let's send her some money. Not much. He said he placed in my heart $40 or $50, but something now. Do it now. I said, yes, sir. We go ahead, send it to her. She comes back to us crying, saying, I was just praying. Lord, I need just a few dollars to get me by. And then you gave it to me. Glory to God. This is what happens. Whenever God wants to bless you, he will talk. He will talk. He will talk to a man and a woman of God about your life.
Yes, God.
He will always use that.
Yes.
Myself, years ago, we were going through a terrible time. God was testing my character. He said, will you love me when you got $10? Will you love me if you only got a penny? Will you love me if you got $1,000? He was taking us through that, will you love me if you only got a penny phase. I said, okay, God, I'm going through, but I'm not giving out. So this was years ago. We didn't even have food. Food, people. I think we had a can of mixed vegetables. And that's what it is. I'm like, okay, we can imagine that this is a steak. I'm good. I'm down. But then I love to talk. I love to have my imagination. My imagination carries me away, I tell you. So we were in the living room, and I began to talk out loud. I said, Holy Spirit, oh, boy, I would love to have some mashed potatoes. Not that in a box with the flakes. I want real, mashed, chunky, thick, garlic, seasoned mashed potatoes. And I would love some peas with it. No. I want mixed vegetables. Peas and carrots and string beans. Ooh, seasoned well. And God, I would love a nice full roasted chicken. I mean, not that store-bought. I want it in done at home, roasted in the oven. Oh, I would love that. Do you not know? As I was talking to God, God began to talk to a woman that he loves. And that conversation went like, bless my children, bless my generals, bless my prophets with chicken, mashed potatoes, and mixed vegetables. They may have even said, Lord, all I got is some greens, so can it be chicken, greens, and mashed potatoes? No. Give them mixed vegetables, give them chicken, give them mashed potatoes. They begin to start cooking it. I had no idea. I just talked to the Lord about a desire. Do you not know, like an hour later, not too much longer after that, my doorbell rang. We said, who's that at our front door? We went to the front door. Nobody was there. Looked down. Piping hot was a full chicken roasted, garlic mashed potatoes, and mixed vegetables. When you begin to talk to God, when you begin to talk God about your desires, about your needs. He will start placing you on the heart of his true men and women of God that will come and bless you. But when a man, when you ignore an instruction through someone God sends, when you lose, I'm telling you, when you ignore and you decide to cross your arms and say, I was hurt. I'm never trusting anyone again. The church is a big mess. I'm just going to be by myself. Guess what you're forfeiting? Guess what happens in that moment? You begin to lose every promise and reward that God intended for you to have.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I cannot tell you how many times God has sent my husband and I to be a deliverer for someone, to get them out of that nasty, dusty, dry desert season and enter them into the land of milk and honey of all abundance, but they did not recognize us as a deliverer. They decided because they were hurt 10 years ago, they decided that when they were hurt 4 years ago, they decided that when a prophet lied to them 7 years ago, that they would never trust another prophet. And God said, I'm sending you here. He would talk to his prophet and say, I'm sending you for a deliverer for this person, just like he talked to the prophet and said, I'm sending you to the widow and Zarephath. I'm removing you out of the brook, and I'm placing you in Zarephath for the widower to save her and her son's life. We know who we're sent to. And we try and give them what they need, but because they cross their arms and say, I'm not trusting you. Whatever. Okay, amen, God bless. I'll think about it. I'll consider it. Or my favorite, I'll pray about it.
Come on, teach us a pastor.
So I say, you keep praying about it. And guess what? I shake the dust from my sandal and go on to some other place. I don't stay where I'm just tolerated. I go where I'm celebrated.
Yes, Jesus. Right. Come on, Jesus.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
Something supernatural happens when you decide to believe a man or woman of God. Sometimes it is not easy to obey a man of God. No. It may not always be the easiest. You have to understand that even though you may not think it's easy, understand that you should know it's worth it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Right. Understand this. When God wants to bless you, I told you it's going quick. I just wanted to talk to you about your heart. I just wanted to talk to you about trust. This is what the Lord wanted me to share with you today, because some of us, we still don't fully believe that you got to trust somebody so you can be able to have access to the new season in your life. When God wants to bless you, he will anoint. When God wants to bless you, he will anoint a wonderful man a woman of God to give you an instruction. It might be illogical. It may even seem ridiculous. But remember Naaman. He was a military captain who had leprosy. Remember that story? At first, he resisted the prophet's instruction because he was someone high ranking. He was a captain. And he was expecting like an ointment. He was expecting like some type of prayer. But when the prophet didn't even come and see him, he just sent a messenger and said, oh, tell him to dip into the lake. Tell him to dip into the muddy Jordan River 7 times and he'll be healed. Sometimes our pride will resist the breakthrough. Sometimes
the way you want to overthink
and be analytical, this doesn't make sense. Do you not know who I am? I am a woman of God. See, I come to you because I saw. We have people talk to us like this. I came to you, woman of God, because I saw that God is using you. But I don't know if you know who I am. I am still a woman of God. I am a prophetess to the nations. And I've just come to you asking you if you could pray for me. I said, you don't need prayer. You need to follow this instruction. Woman of God, I don't think we're seeing eye to eye. God bless you. Goodbye. Blocked.
Jesus.
I said, your stupidity, your pride has just definitely locked you in to a year-long stay in that season. And you wonder why you don't break through.
So come on.
My Lord.
He was expecting it to come a certain way. Like sometimes we do. When we ask God for a certain breakthrough or manifestation, we're expecting it to come one way. We're expecting it to come another way. We're expecting it to come with a bow on. We're expecting it to sound like this. We're expecting it to look like this. We're expecting it to be this height. We're expecting it to be this size. But God said, I'll use whatever I want to use. As long as you are obedient, you'll still prosper and see the reward of it. So Naaman got a little beside himself. He said, I'm a king.
Come on.
What do I look like? Dipping 7 times in a muddy Jordan River. And he resisted it. And then somebody talked some sense into him. They said, Captain, may I be free to speak? I'm sure he was like, go forward. It behooves you, Captain, to kind of listen to what this prophet said. After all, what will it do but just get you wet? He has been known. See, look at his fruit. Look at the things that he has done before. This prophet is known for bringing forth breakthrough and solutions to people's problems. So why don't you just give it a try? Naaman resisted at first, but you know what? He said the prophet's instructions were to dip in the muddy Jordan River, but when he finally obeyed, and he did it 7 times, guess what? His leprosy disappeared.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The same way in your life. It will happen the same way in your life when you know someone is truly a man or woman of God. You got to be swift to embrace. You have to be swift to embrace their instruction. Your assignment may require unusual and unwavering trust in a man or woman
Lord.
Of God.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
We teach people that you're trying to be all of this. See, people look at our platform and they think, oh, I could do it too. Oh, it's easy. I could post little things on Facebook. I could release over their life. I said, okay, we make it look easy. See, that's our anointing. I get that. I make this look easy. But you don't understand the hell. You don't understand the turmoil. You don't understand the warfare. You don't understand the sacrifice that General Andrew and myself have had to prove over and over and be seen faithful in the eyesight of God to get this type of anointing and glory on our lives.
Come on, Jesus. Come on. Come on.
We've had many people who didn't want to be subject and trust us, so they got a measure. Just a measure of our anointing, and they decided to hop, skip, and jump and go and do their own thing. That's okay, Apostle April. I feel in the spirit. The Lord just told me that my season with you is up. I said, really?
My God.
Come on, teach it.
After 60 days, because you got measure of my anointing, because all of a sudden you weren't dreaming, and now you're dreaming now. So God has shown you end time devastation. So now you're a prophet to the nations.
My Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
You don't want to trust a man or woman of God. You don't want to obey if they tell you to sit and serve, if they tell you to do this, do that, how to strengthen your prayer life, how to sit and wait on God. We even tell people, you're going to see an acceleration immediately from connecting with us. You're going to begin dreaming. You're going to begin seeing in your ear.
Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord.
It will happen within 7 days. And then we warn them, don't let pride get in your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
God. Yes, God.
Come on, come on. That's it.
You have not dreamed in 2 years. Now all of a sudden you're having dreams about end time warfare and all of that, and now you call to the nations, and now you want to disconnect from me, start your own little ministry and start traveling. We've had people that do that, and let me tell you something. We release them. We bless them. We say, God bless you. We check back in with them 3 months later. All their posts on their wall is, pray for me. Oh, God. Sometimes it's so tiresome, but I'm going to keep pushing. Y'all praying for me? I mean, sound pitiful, like a wounded dog on the side of a road.
My God. Lord. My God. Jesus. Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus.
Your assignment may require unusual and unwavering trust in a man and woman of God. Who you decide to trust will decide your future.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.